You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Oh, baby, I'm getting the feeling from the floor to the ceiling, making the walls shake like an earthquake. Cause I'm back on the scene with my 78 RPM record machine. I gotta wax it to keep it clean. I gotta make it gleam, you know what I mean? Matt the Cat, where it's at. Doing the do just for you, baby do. Man, oh man, do I have a show for you, cats and kittens. It's another week and I'm back in front of that old Rockola jukebox and loading it high and tight with a stack of shellac that's gonna bring you back. I'm talking about 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues you can use from the top of your head to the soles on your worn-out walking shoes. So let's root it, toot it, and get down to it. This week we're featuring another underrated chanteuse, talking about Veretta Dillard from Harlem, New York. She was never considered upper tier, like Ruth Brown, her idol, Laverne Baker, and Dinah Washington. But Veretta had a strong, powerful voice that was very interesting to listen to, and she recorded a plethora of great records. We're gonna feature those records on this week's Juke in the Back. She also played with some of the top session men of the day. Veretta Mamie Dillard was born in Harlem, New York on February 3rd, 1933. She was one of two children to Willis and Fanny Dillard. Her father, Willis, died sometime in her teens, so Veretta, her older brother, and her mom lived with her grandmother in Manhattan. Veretta was born with a congenital bone problem. She had to have several operations, which left severe scars on her leg. It's said that her mother actually had to beg the doctor to not amputate her leg. Because of this, she'd always wear long dresses when performing to cover up those scars. It was during the summer of 1951 that Veretta Dillard started trying out at the Apollo Amateur Nights. She idolized Ruth Brown and often sang Brown's previous hit, I'll Get Along Somehow, at the Amateur Nights. It was at one of these amateur nights that Lee Madrid, the A&R man for Savoy Records in Newark, New Jersey, saw her, was impressed, and got her signed to Savoy. While still a senior at Morris High School in the Bronx, she began recording for Savoy on September 15th, 1951. That's when her first session was held. Savoy released her first record in October, and that's how we're going to kick off this week's Juke in the Back on the great Veretta Dillard. Here's Please Come Back to Me.
Thank you.
Veretta Dillard with her second release for Savoy Records from February of 1952. That's Hurry Up! Count Hastings takes a nice tenor break in that one. And she was always surrounded by great session musicians, recording most of her material in New York, though she did do a stint in Detroit. But we'll talk about that later. That session was held on January 22nd of 52 and features Dave McRae on alto and Barry, Elmer Crumley on trombone, as I mentioned, Count Hastings on the tenor, Kelly Owens on piano, Lloyd Trotman on the bass, and Lester Jenkins banging them tubs. Next up, Veretta Dillard's first of three hit records, Easy, Easy Baby. Recorded on March 6th, 1952, it was released later that month, but wouldn't enter the chart until July. It hit number 8, but was only on the chart for 3 weeks. Easy, Easy Baby was written by Rudy Toombs and features Mickey Guitar Baker throughout. Fletcher Smith is also playing inspired piano throughout that record. The band is rounded out with Dave McRae on alto and Barry, George Kelly on tenor, Al Lucas on bass, and Bobby Donaldson on the tubs. The band was directed by Leroy Kirkland. This is the record that brought Veretta Dillard to the attention of Alan Freed and the nation as it topped out at number 8. Here's Easy, Easy Baby.
Take it easy, baby, don't hold me too tight, and everything is gonna be all right. Easy, easy, baby, oh, when it's time to kiss your baby goodnight. Easy, easy, baby, you can hold me, but don't hold me too tight. Slow. Never meant a word you said. Why'd you say you love me if you never meant a word you said? Take it easy, baby, you got the bees a-buzzing round in my head. When I press my cheeks to yours, I get a funny feeling from my head to my toes. Makes me wanna laugh, till the day I die. I know it's gonna please you when I tell you how I love you so. I know it's gonna please you when I tell you how I love you so. Take it slow and easy, and I'll never, never let you go.
Home.
mine and stay here in my heart. Say that you can't take this heart I give gladly.
Veretta Diller trying out some pop material with Here in My Heart. You remember that one? That was a big hit for Al Martino, Vic Damone, and Tony Bennett. However, it was not a big hit for Veretta Diller. She was once again recording with Leroy Kirkland's band on the 24th of May, 1952. Savoy was really trying the pop on her, as the flip side was I'm Yours, which you might remember was later recorded by the Flamingos in 55. Speaking of pop tunes or standards, up next we have another one from Veretta. This is her version of Them Their Eyes. It's a nice up-tempo retelling of the classic. It features a great baritone sax solo, but we don't know who played it. The records don't seem to show. We do know that Mickey Baker is playing guitar on this, and that Veretta Diller is really employing a Ruth Brown impression as she gets her voice to squeak, just like her idol. It was recorded on July 18th of 52, a very interesting New York session for Veretta, as it was a split session with H-Bomb Ferguson. They recorded a song together called Tortured Love. It was billed as a duet, but really it's all H-Bomb Ferguson. Veretta just adds a line in the beginning and a line at the end. I'll save that one and play it when I do a whole show on H-Bomb Ferguson. But right now we're back with Veretta Diller and Them Their Eyes. Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers
Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, Arnold and Linda Rosenberg, Charles Liebman, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Mark and Marion McAlpine, Glenn Dicker, and contributors Michael Carter, Michael Carey. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
I'm Bobby the Bobcat, you're where it's at, and I'm digging the Juke in the Back.
Dillard telling us about her double-crossing daddy, as she's the feature on this week's Juke in the Back, your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. It's the soul that came before rock and roll, and I'm your furry leader, Matt the Cat, where it's at, presenting another great program to you, baby, as we honor one of the great chanteuses of the rhythm and blues era, Veretta Dillard. Double Crossin' Daddy was recorded at that July 18th session I mentioned earlier. It was a split session with H-Bomb Ferguson. Now, at that session, they recorded a duet version of that tune, but it remained unreleased until the 1980s. That solo version with just Veretta was issued as a single on Savoy in November of 52. After having that one top 10 R&B hit with Easy Easy Baby, Savoy was struggling to find a follow-up hit, even with Mickey Baker's guitar featured prominently through that record. That's a good one, though, and you can see how Veretta was recording some good material. It just wasn't catching on. But why don't we stay with that daddy theme? This next record finds Veretta primping herself, getting all ready for her daddy. For this one, we changed the scene. It was recorded in Detroit on January 16th of 53. She's working with TJ Fingers Fowler's band, Anyone want to guess what instrument Fingers Fowler played?
Oh, yeah, baby. It's the piano.
We got John Lawton on the trumpet, Lee Gross on the alto sax, Henry Ivory on bass, and Clarence Stamps on the tubs. This record features a nice tenor solo from Walter Cox. Released in February of 53, it's Veretta Dillard, Getting Ready for My Daddy.
Try one. I'm gonna try two. I'm gonna try three. Ooh-wee. I'm getting ready for my daddy tonight. I'm gonna put on my brand new dress, and that shining brass of mine. We'll sit and drink till our minds can't think. I'm getting ready. I'm gonna hug and squeeze and kiss to please. I'm gonna make him feel at home. I'm gonna try one. I'm gonna try two. I'm gonna try three. Ooh-wee. I'm getting ready for my daddy tonight. I'm gonna make him love me so. I'm gonna try to make him know. I'm gonna make him mine, 'cause I'm feeling so fine. I'm getting ready for my daddy tonight. I'm getting ready for my daddy tonight. Yeah.
And just like that, baby, Veretta Dillard was back on the rhythm and blues charts, topping out at number 6 during the summer of 1953 with Mercy, Mr. Percy. And she's really featuring a lot of those Ruth Brown squeaks on that one. And I guess it worked because she was back on the charts again. Mercy, Mr. Percy was recorded at her follow-up session in Detroit on March 13th of 53. So it once again featured Fingers Fowler and his orchestra. It would be her biggest hit, remaining on the charts for 10 weeks in August, as that tune was on the charts. Veretta Dillard got married to Ronald Mack. She was 20 years old. So now she's married, she's back in New York, it's November 4th of 53, and she has another session for Savoy. Her Ruth Brown squeaks are in full effect on this one, and I personally think this is one of her best records. It's called I Ain't Gonna Tell, and Sam the Man Taylor takes a nice tenor break on this. Hayward Henry is on Barry Sax, Mal Waldron's on piano, Wally Richardson's playing guitar, John William Jr. on bass, and Bobby Donaldson back on the tubs. Leroy Kirkland is directing, and here's Veretta Dillard with I Ain't Gonna Tell.
I ain't gonna tell what my man can't do. No, I ain't gonna tell you, girls, what my man can't do. 'Cause if I tell you, you're gonna tell somebody. We'll be right back.
Veretta Dillard, send me some money. Trying so hard to have another hit record. That one features Mickey Guitar Baker playing what sounds like an effortless solo. It's like he could play that guitar solo in his sleep, and it would still sound great. That was recorded after a 9-month hiatus, August 20th, 54, in New York. I mentioned her previous session was November 4th, 53. We don't know who's playing piano on that session, but they are just having a great time soloing throughout that whole record. It sounds fabulous. Now, in December of 54, Walter Winchell breaks the news in his syndicated column that Veretta Dillard is pregnant. The baby would come on February 19th, 1955, and she named her Gina. I didn't mention this before, but back on March 21st of 52, Veretta Dillard was actually one of the performers who was supposed to play at Alan Freed's Moondog Coronation Ball in Cleveland. You know, the concert that's often thought of as rock and roll's first concert? But the only group that played was Paul Williams Orchestra, because during their set, the crowd of thousands broke through the doors and the police had to shut the whole show down. Veretta was on the bill even though she did not have a hit record under her belt. But Alan Freed believed in her. And so, flash forward to where we are now, January 1955, and Veretta is featured at Alan Freed's first big rock and roll show in New York. It's the Rock and Roll Jamboree Ball, held January 14th through 16th at the St. Nicholas Arena in Manhattan, West 66th Street. It featured Clyde McFadder and the Drifters, the Harptones, the Clovers, Fats Domino, Big Joe Turner, the Moonglows, Buddy Johnson, and Veretta Dillard's idol, Ruth Brown. So here she is playing on the bill with her idol. And she was very pregnant, as her baby would be coming in one more month. Something else happened around this time. Christmas Day, 1954, in Houston, Johnny Ace was playing with a gun and accidentally shot himself. By early 55, his posthumous song, Pledging My Love, was climbing the charts. And a bunch of dedication records were also flooding the charts, including one from today's heroine, Veretta Dillard, called Johnny Has Gone. It was recorded on January 24th of 55 and features Ernie Hayes on piano, which is important because the piano is supposed to sound a bit like Pledging My Love. Maurice Simon is playing a mournful tenor sax throughout this record as well. This would be Veretta Dillard's final hit record, topping out at number 6 during February of 55. By the end of this year, she would be off Savoy Records. Here she is with her tribute to the late great Johnny Ace. This week's feature, Veretta Dillard with Johnny Has Gone.
Johnny has gone to his heaven above, but his songs linger on, filled with tender love. When he sang my song, pledging his love, an angel was listening and called him above. The clock you, never let you go. honey, my dear, I want you to know I'll never forget you, never let you go.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. We're featuring Veretta Dillard this week, and I want to go back to her first charting record. It went to number 8 back in 52, Easy, Easy Baby. Let's flip it over for A Letter in Blues. It was recorded at that same session as Easy, Easy Baby, March 6th of 52. And features Dave McRae taking a nice alto sax solo. Mickey Baker can also be heard playing guitar throughout this record. And it's this week's Great 78. Veretta Dillard with A Letter in Blues.
Dear love of mine, I must write a page or two.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Oh, 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 darling, I lay the whole night through crying alone just for you, because I know I've done you wrong.
Done you wrong,
darling.
Diller, got you on my mind, baby. Doesn't that sound a lot like Since I Met You, Baby, the Ivory Joe Hunter song? Well, it's 1956. She's off Savoy Records, and she's on the newest, hottest label from RCA Victor, Groove Records. Remember, that's the label that Mickey and Sylvia scored Love is Strange on? Well, RCA and Groove had big plans for Veretta Dillard. They set her up with the hottest session musicians in New York. I mean, dig this, baby. King Curtis is playing tenor sax. Haywood Henry and Buddy Johnson are on Barry sax. Ernie Hayes is on piano. Mickey Guitar Baker is on, well, you know what. Lloyd Trotman on bass. And Panama Francis on the tubs. Doing the vocal backing was a group called the Four Students. Before that, you heard Veretta Dillard's cover of Ruth McFadden's Darling, Listen to the Words of This Song. And though neither version of that tune charted, Ruth McFadden is remembered as having the definitive version of that song. Groove tried and tried, but there just wasn't a hit in the cards for Veretta. And soon, Groove Records shut down. And while most of the roster of Groove Records was moved over to the Vic subsidiary, they moved Veretta over to the parent label, RCA. But by now, they had really changed her sound. They wanted her to go pop, and in a big way. So she recorded a bunch of schmaltzy, late 50s pop tunes. You know, with the vocal backing, similar to what Atlantic was doing with some of its artists during this time. Really trying for that pop market. Veretta recorded for Triumph Records, Cub Records, Festival, and Brent, before she stopped recording in 1963. She became a footnote in rhythm and blues and early rock and roll history, once in a while appearing on package tours. But this week's Juke in the Back feature, Veretta Dillard, died of cancer on October 4th, 1993, at the age of 60 in Brooklyn, New York. She might just be a footnote, but to you and me, cats and kittens, we know Veretta Dillard released a great many fantastic records during the early 1950s. And I hope you've enjoyed them on this week's Juke in the Back. Let's close down the show with another dedication record that Veretta recorded, this time for the late James Dean. It was issued on Groove Records in September of 1956. And you know, it kind of sounds a lot like Pledging My Love and her dedication to Johnny Ace, Johnny Has Gone. But this one's called I Miss You, Jimmy. Remember, until next time, soul, it's a feeling, and you get that feeling each week when you tune into your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, right here on the Juke in the Back. Let's close it down with Veretta Dillard and I Miss You, Jimmy. Have a great week, everybody, and I'll catch you on that flip side next time. Bye-bye.
Miss you, Jimmy. Miss you so much. No one can replace your magic touch. The movies you made were oh so divine. The parts that you played will live for all time. The day your fans are many, your years were few, but I'll always love the memory of you. Fans are many, your years were few, but I'll always love the memory of you.
have run out of whiskey and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.